Manuscript Releases, Volume 20, Numbers 1420 to 1500. M.R., Number 1495. Answering Christ's Prayer for Our Sanctification. Written in May 1900, from Sunnyside, Corumbong, to Haskell. The meeting held last Sabbath and Sunday at Hamilton, Newcastle, was especially encouraging. About 35 came from Maitland, and as many from Corumbong. The meetings held on Sabbath were of deep interest. The presence of Christ was with His people. Many seemed to be hungering and thirsting for the bread of life and the water of salvation. There seemed to be none of that spirit of criticism and standing apart which weakens and discourages the church. If believers in the truth will be meek and lowly in heart, they will come close to Christ and close to one another in Christ-like sympathy and love. This tender spirit will give confidence to the weak. Christ-like fellowship means loyalty to Christ, in whom all are united. Thus, a decided influence for good goes forth from the believers, demonstrating the sanctifying power of the truth upon heart and character. Then we shall better know the meaning of Christ's prayer in the 17th chapter of John, in which He prays that His followers may be one with Him as He is one with the Father. Please read this prayer carefully. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Verse 17, Christ prayed. Error never sanctifies. The Holy Spirit is the great sanctifying power. Truth is the medium of sanctification. By reading and feasting upon the Word of God, by practicing the truth at all times, we receive power to glorify God. But the ministry of the Word is of no value to the receiver unless he has that faith which works by love and purifies the soul. The Word of God is to be the man of our counsel. It is to be consulted with prayer. We are to ask the Lord to give us perception to discern the truth as it is in Jesus. The words of Christ are to be our spiritual food. The reason that the church does not become strong is because the members do not feed upon the Word of God, which is eternal life to all who truly believe. Shall we not strive to answer the prayer of Christ by cooperating with Him in earnest effort for our sanctification through the truth? For their sakes I sanctify myself, Christ said, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verses 19 to 21. If all who claim to be children of God would respond to the earnest prayer of Christ, if they would refuse to give up the determination to answer that prayer as true disciples, they would become one with Christ and one with their brethren. Then Christianity would be a power in the world to convict souls and convert them to Christ. By the unity and love of the believers, the world would be given evidence of the power of the gospel. The believers would be bound up with Christ in God, and thus they would testify to the world that God has sent His Son into the world to refine, ennoble, and sanctify the church. Christ will restore the moral image of God in man. But this can only be done by the consent of the human agent and by his cooperation with Christ. The transformation seen in the lives of the members of the church testifies that Christ is the Son of God. Ellen G. White Estate, Silver Spring, Maryland, April 12, 1990. Entire letter.